This stream was not very wide, nor very deep at its edges, but in the center it was 4 or 5 feet deep, and in the spring the water ran very swiftly, so that wading across it, either by cattle or men, was quite a difficult undertaking. As for Jenny, she could not get across at all without a bridge, and there was none nearer than the wagon bridge, 1.5 miles below.
"You will go with me, Andy, won't you?"
said the little girl.
"And be late to school?" said he. "I have not been late yet, you know, Jenny." "Perhaps Dominie Black will think you have been sick, or had to mind the cows," said Jenny.
"He won't think so unless I tell him," said Andrew, "and you know I won't do that."
"If we were to run all the way, would you be too late?"
said Jenny.
"If we were to run all the way to the bridge, and I were to run all the way back, I should not get to school till after copy time. I expect every minute to hear the school bell ring," said Andrew. "But what can I do, then?" said poor little Jenny. "I can't wait here till school's out, and I don't want to go up to the schoolhouse for all the boys to laugh at me."
"No," said Andrew, reflecting very seriously. "I must take you home some way or other. It won't do to leave you here, and no matter where you might stay, your mother would be very much troubled about you."
"Yes," said Jenny. "She would think I was drowned."